the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hi, welcome back. It is Will O'Callaghan in for Matt Cooper on this Wednesday. It is time for us to talk personal finance. Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, is here with us. We've plenty to talk about. Why are hairdressers getting the squeeze? Why are single women accounting for a third of equity release loans at the moment? But I want to kick things off about cars, because this is a new Car Zone motoring report that's come out, Charlie. They found that 65% of car owners have listed insurance now as their top financial concern, which is just ahead of fuel and tax. Reality is insurance is biting them.
It is, yeah. Well, look, the good thing, I suppose, is fuel costs have kind of, they're fairly stable at the moment. Petrol and diesel prices, and there's a fair bit of variety in prices around as well. So at least that, you know, despite constant whacking on of extra levies and taxes on petrol and diesel, that at least is stabilised. But yeah, you're right. There's an increase in the monthly cost. The overall cost of running a car, according to this survey of 1,000 motorists by CarZone, is gone up to about 225 euros a month. And most people regard a car as an essential. Mm-hmm. It's hardly surprising given how much of a rural country we have and how poor in places public transport can be. But insurance is a big one ahead of fuel and tax. I mean, even though tax, depending on the kind of car you drive, you can pay a lot of tax if it's a polluting car. If it's an EV, very little annual tax. But it's a big expense for people. It can be the second largest after a mortgage or rent, or for example, if you have kids in a creche, it's up there with that kind of an expense running a car. And it's frustrating. Obviously, you're stuck in traffic. Anybody listening at the moment stuck in traffic will relate to that. Running an EV, the main reason people choose them, interestingly, is not because they want to be environmentally friendly. It's because it's cheaper to run. It's nearly a third cheaper to run an EV. If you're charging it at home particularly, you can really benefit from that. You're probably paying a year petrol, diesel, probably about 1,800 a year at the moment. And, other obviously taxes depending on the size of the car. Insurance, the average price at the cost of insurance about 616 euros, according to the central bank. So if you're paying more than that, you're paying too much. Hmm. So you need to watch that.
Is the old traditional shop around and
of course it is.
Still the way to go? Yeah,
of course it is, because it goes up all the time, and different companies have different. You know, will take on some customers they'll be look at favorably, and others they won't. Finance is another one as well. An awful lot of people just don't have the cash or the savings. So they will actually go and borrow money. Try and sort that out before you buy a car, because a lot of people are planning to change cars. Over half of those surveyed said that they're frequently hoping to buy in the next while. About 30% surveyed said they're hoping to buy in the next while. The average person recycles their car every 5 years. So we're pretty modern cars, but that brings an expense with it as well. So CarZone is owned by my own company, Media House for Ireland. So, but I mean, it's an expensive outlay for families. Often families have two cars. So, anyway, people can lower the costs at all. It's something they should need to look at.
Indeed. I mentioned the equity release loans survey again here, where single women are accounting for 1 in 3 at the moment, which were issued in the last year. That was, is it Spry Finance that have done this?
Spry Finance. Yeah, you're right. We're talking here separated, maybe, or divorced, or else widowed women. They're accounting for nearly a third of Spry Finance equity release. This is where you essentially mortgage. You're over 60, you mortgage some of the house because maybe you haven't got a great pension. Mm. You might still have a loan to pay off because you defaulted in the last couple of years, and your loan is with a vulture fund, and people are taking down, you draw down money off the value of the house. It's a loan, a mortgage essentially, an equity lease based on the value of the home. Problem is, you know, you can if you want to pay interest on it, but most people don't, so the interest rolls up.
It's compound interest straight away.
After a couple of years, you can find there's a big chunk of money being owed. Now, that can cause tensions in some families because you don't have to, but the advice is go and get good legal advice, get financial advice, and tell the kids in case they're thinking they're getting an inheritance. Then they discover
quite a bit lower.
There's very little left, or if anything at all. So that often causes problems. The average person who takes out one of these equity release, the people who are taking them out, they're taking out about 112,000 euros. So look, it leads to the question, you know, should people just do an equity release if they want more money for themselves to enjoy retirement, if they don't have a decent pension, or sometimes they're just doing it to give money to the kids to help them onto the housing ladder. But, you know, there's a thing that known in England as skiing, where, you know, spend the kids' inheritance, where people decide, look at, we've raised them, we've put them through college, it's our, you know, it's our money now, it's our house, we're just going to spend what's left here. Irish people don't tend to do it that way. Some people get upset about this and go, well, like, you know, hold on a minute here. It's their money. They're free to do what they want with it. But, you know,
there's a strong tradition of passing on the house, though.
We do. And look, almost half of people, first-time buyers, are getting a dig out from the parents. You know, that's how they get the deposit together. And if they didn't do that, you know, it'd be a problem. It tends to be a very sensitive subject, anything to do with inheritance. You do find some parents scrimping and scraping to make sure they have money to leave to the kids, even the grandkids. But, you know, others just decide, look, you know, we want to go a few cruises. We've worked hard all our life. We raised a couple of kids, brought them up as best we can. You know, we're done now. You could also argue, on the other hand, hold on, you're the boomers. You did well out of property prices. You've got your mortgage paid off. Property price values rising has benefited you.
Don't pull up the ladder on your kids.
Don't pull up the ladder and leave them, because they're stuck in a housing crisis. So you can see arguments on both sides, but it's an interesting one. I think it's going to become more prevalent that, you know, people are either, there's a lot of inheritances going on. Sometimes people just don't have money to leave afterwards. And sometimes they're taking out equity release just to boost what they have for themselves, or sometimes they're giving it to the kids.
Yeah, that cruise does sound tempting, but I think that is a debate that will run in many, many families. Tell us about, before we finish up, the hairdressers preparing for hikes in price because their margins have actually got too thin.
Yeah, and to be fair to hairdressers, I don't think they're price gouging. Over the weekend, my colleagues did a survey in the last few days of a number of hairdressers around the country. The average price for a wash, cut and blow dry for women, obviously, is about €52.50 in the country. It's very dear in Cork. Cork City, €88. You know, and it's as cheap as €40 in County Wexford. But, you know, hairdressers are saying, look, input costs are going way up, particularly colouring products, and auto enrollment has come in. Staff costs are a big thing. So, you know, they're preparing to increase prices, but not by much, between 3 and 5%. On the other hand, they are about to benefit from the lower VAT in the summer.
That's right, yeah.
But they say they need that. They need that because it's a tough business with low margins. And a lot of them are trying to keep prices down because they know a lot of their customers can't afford extra increases. So look, unfortunately, the cost of a haircut is for a man, it averages around €20, for kids around €20 as well. It's going to go up, but it's not a huge one. They're not milking it, to be fair to them.
No, you can only set your watch to that from a few years ago. It was roughly the same. Charlie, thanks a million for joining us for our chat about personal finance.
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.